What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I tell you guys every time you guys hear this intro, it's a different intro every time, but the message is the same. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for playing the play button. Thank you for downloading the episode. It truly means so much to me when you guys do that, because again, I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I never would have thought that I would have had 1,000 listeners. And to know that it's only been a year since I've really been consistent with this podcast, that in another year I might have another 1,000 or 2 listeners and stuff like that. But it's not because of the listeners and the things that I think I like, the popularity I can have. I just enjoy doing the podcast. I really do. So knowing that there's people that enjoy listening to my podcast, that who hear me speak about certain things and go, damn, I now see it, how he talked. Like, I see it in a different way. I see that situation, or I see what he's saying from his perspective, and it helps me out a lot more. It means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? It just does. You know, so thank you again for tuning in. On this episode, I'm talking about, is blood family? And is blood family? Just because you're blood related to somebody, does that mean that you're family to them? I asked this question a couple times, especially to a couple coworkers, and I even put it on the poll on the Instagram of Philly Talks Podcast. If you haven't gone to go and follow my Instagram page on the Philly Talks Podcast, please go on Instagram. It's at Philly Talks Podcast on Instagram. Go follow, give me a follow. A lot of cool stuff. If you haven't listened to the last episode, me and Rick did an episode on the protesting. We had a really cool picture up. It was really good. So I truly enjoyed it. But I put a poll up, and I put this question up on the poll saying, does blood make you family? And 100% of people answered, no, it doesn't make you family. And I was surprised that that was the answer. So I'm not going to take up any more of your time. We're going to go straight into the episode. This was a really good episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I got a little deep on this one. Share some personal experience and just somewhat how the things that I see things and how I see the world and the things that we do. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Thanks again. Let's get straight to it. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve, and you're listening to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, so I guess you guys already know by the title of this episode what I'm ready to talk about. It's, does blood make you family? And what I mean by that is that when you share blood with people you're related with, does that make you family? You know what I'm saying? So, like, just because you and your cousins, you and your brother or sister share blood, are they actually family? See, as kids, I think we all grew up thinking that, yeah, like, my blood is my family. But as we all grow up, I think we finally understand in a way, for some people, not everyone, but for some people, maybe that's just not the truth. Blood doesn't make you family. It makes you related. We're related. You know what I'm saying? We are part of the same bloodline. But are we family? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think family is the people you want in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like family is the people that you decide to let into your inner circle to be one. You see, well, I think what the problem happened as kids is, especially in the Hispanic community, anytime there was a birthday, we went out to the lake, to the park, or to the pools. We went as a family, so my mom would invite my uncle and my aunt and whatever, and they would bring their kids. So my uncle's sons were like brothers to me because we always hung out with them. You know what I'm saying? And we always had fun with them. Anytime we went on vacation to Puerto Rico or something like that, they were there. Anytime we went out to the park or something, they were there. What happened is, I think that's that happens a lot with in the Hispanic community. And I'm pretty sure the Black community as well. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I think in every community. I don't think there's anything specific, but I think for a fact, in our community, at least that I can speak of, is they were there, so we were like, oh yeah, we're having fun with them, so we treat them like family. You know what I'm saying? Like they. Like, oh yeah, I must want them as family because they're here. But in reality is, when you're kids, you really don't get to choose who you have around you, I believe. You know what I'm saying? As you start to grow up, I think mostly you usually, I don't want to say, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say that we don't have anyone else to hang out with, but it's more like, oh, we come out and our cousins are there, or the people that are our parents hang out with, their kids are there. But for mostly what I'm trying to talk about right now is the people that share our blood. So we think we're having fun with them, but in reality, they're the only kids around to have fun with at that time. So that's why you think like, oh, I really like them. And this is why I hang out with them, is because I really enjoy their company. But in reality, when you're kids, when you're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, like you, when once you go to a birthday party, a quinceañera or a sweet 16, you look for the people that are there, and the ones that look so familiar that you've been around mostly is like, oh, these are my cousins. I'm going to go hang out with them. You know what I'm saying? So now it becomes like, oh yeah, this is my family. But I think all of us, not just me, but I think all of us, as we grow up, for some reason we distance. And I don't think it's distancing because we don't love the people we're related to. I think it's distancing because now we have the freedom to meet new people and decide, okay, I'm going to let you into my life. I want to hang out with you. I want to go shopping with you. I want to go run errands with you. I want to go, I want to go to the bar and have a drink with you. So we bring these people that aren't blood related, and we bring them a lot closer. Into our inner circle, so they can be more of our family. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't. And like, I struggled with this for a long time because like, I was like, wow, like that's crazy, but like, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I was always hanging out with my cousins, you know what I'm saying? Like all the time. They were older than me by like one, I think he's older than me by 3 years. And I think the other one's older than me by like maybe 2 years. And we were always hanging out as kids. We were always going, like I said, to the parks and to the lakes and everything. So they were my family, you know what I'm saying? But like, in a way, I didn't have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a choice for them. Like, I didn't have anyone else to be like, okay, I don't want to hang out with you, I'm going to hang out with them. You know what I'm saying? And I think by that, once we grew up, once I got into high school and I started making my own friends and everything, I definitely saw the distance that was going to put between me and my cousins. You know what I'm saying? Because, this isn't a relationship with me and my cousins where we only hang out when we, it got to a point where it was like, oh, like come over, like even during high school, it was like, come over every other weekend. I would go to his house, my cousin's house, what, for one weekend. And then the following weekend, they'll just come over to my house. And that's how we'll flip flop throughout the month. 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 weekends at your house, 2 weekends at my house. And that's how we would do it. Vacations, the same thing. You know, we would be in the same place. But I think a little bit, like, think during high school, finding new friends, finding new relationships, I found myself distancing myself from my cousins. And not because I don't love them. Like, that's, don't get me wrong. I cherish them. They're family. They truly are family. Because I now know, because I had the freedom to choose who I wanted in my life, I could say, oh, they're family. You know what I'm saying? It gave me the choice to find other people who I wanted. So like, and then by doing that, by going through the cycle of becoming friends with people in high school and stuff like that and thinking, okay, this is who I want, and then realizing, oh, wow, just because I choose you to be in my life doesn't mean you're supposed to be in my life. Like, there's people that you're not supposed to have in your life, in your inner circle, who you're just like, no, I can't have you. And they teach you a lesson. You know, I thank God that I was introduced to those people, because it was like, our time together was cool. I enjoyed my time hanging out with you. I enjoyed our time being best friends and all that. But as I grew up, now I go like, okay, I have to put distance between you and me now, because you're not good for me in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not benefiting me in any way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not helping me in any way. You're not supporting me in any way. I need to push you away. And I think that's why, for me especially, my circle of people that I have around me is like, I don't let no one else in. Like, I just don't. I have a family, and not all, and everyone in my circle is my family, but not all of them are blood related. You know what I'm saying? And not all family is in my circle because they're not family. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, you learn these lessons as you grow up, and you're like, you know what? Yes, you're blood related to me, but we're not family. You know what I'm saying? You don't treat me like family, so I won't say that we are family. We're just related. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of family members that I have that I would like, if people say, oh, that's your family, I'd be like, you know, I won't say, like, before I'd be like, unfortunate, yeah, but now it's just like, oh, no, we're just related. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, he's my cousin or something, but I wouldn't say he's my family. You know what I'm saying? I would never say, like, oh, he's my family. I'd be like, oh, that's, you know, an aunt, or that's a distant cousin, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized family was the people you wanted in your life. And I'm glad I figured that out. You know what I'm saying? Especially during this pandemic, you know what I'm saying? To be quite honest, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to my main man, Sam, for a huge thank you for not treating me like I had leprosy. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean is, during this pandemic, I don't know if you guys can hear the music, but like, Philly can't be quiet at all. You know what I'm saying? There's music, it's hot outside, so everybody's like in their cars, just driving by with the loud music blasting. But like I was saying, like, when this pandemic hit, a lot of people, I don't know, I'm not gonna say a lot of people, everyone in the healthcare, who was working in healthcare, was treated like they had leprosy. You know what I'm saying? They were treated as if we can't have you around because you're too much of a danger because of this pandemic. And it's understandable. No one really knew what was happening. No, people just thought, you know, like, this coronavirus, some people thought it wasn't serious, other people thought it was too serious. You know what I'm saying? I was surprised when Rick and Ray took a trip to Puerto Rico with their newborn, and they were like, oh, the coronavirus is fake. And then 2 weeks later, they come back, 2 weeks later, they're in quarantine, and they're like, oh no, we have to stay home because we can't get the baby. Like, it was you. Like, I seen that. I seen people who were like, oh no, this is not real. And then within a matter of weeks, go, oh yeah, never mind, this is definitely real, so we have to quarantine. But it showed me, like, I definitely have the right people around me, because it was crazy to see how people just treated me, knowing that I worked at a hospital and I was like surrounded by these COVID people, but I didn't get sick. At no point in time have I had the coronavirus. Not now. I know a lot of people are saying, like, back in January and December they had it. I didn't have it back then either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been okay this whole time. But I wanted to give a shout out to Sam specifically, because I call him my brother, and I really mean that, because he was one of the first people, even in this pandemic, that invited me to his house and said, hey, do you want to watch the fights with me? You know what I'm saying? And to some people, they're like, that's kind of dumb. But to me, that meant so much to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because for the first time within months, someone didn't just see me as someone like, oh, I got to stay away from that. Like, public enemy number one. And I feel like, and I remember saying that on the podcast or like months ago, but like, hey, guys, do not treat the healthcare workers that you know as if they have leprosy. Like, treat them normal. You know what I'm saying? They're going through stressful things enough already, so there's no reason for you to add on that extra stress of like, oh, stay away because you might be contagious or you are contagious, so I can't be near you. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think Sam most, and you know, I think my barber Chino as well, even though, not to throw Chino under the bus or anything, but the first time during the pandemic, Chino gave me a haircut. I think he forgot that I did work in the hospital because 2 minutes into the haircut, we were talking about the pandemic and the quarantine. And he was like, I was telling him how like, oh, like I'm surrounded by them all the time. And he was like, oh yeah, you work at the hospital, right? And I didn't see his face. I wasn't facing the mirror at the time when he was cutting my hair. But I'm like, I'm not going to say that he made a face like, oh shit, I let somebody in from the hospital come in to my house. But I found it funny because I remember thinking at that time, like, oh, he forgot that I worked at the hospital and now he's giving me a haircut. I hope he doesn't tell me that, yeah, I got to get out, which he didn't. He was cool with it. And then even after that, I got my haircut by him 2 more times during the quarantine. He was like, yeah, come through. So I appreciate Chino as well. But most importantly, Sam, because that's what family does. You know what I'm saying? They said, look, I know you don't want anything from me. You like watching, like me personally, I like watching fights. For Sam to be like, hey, come through, watch the fights with me like a normal person. Let's get back to being normal. It meant so much because for the first time in during this whole pandemic, I wasn't being seen as Steve, the healthcare worker that works at a hospital and wasn't treated like I had leprosy. For the first time in a while, someone said, hey, come to my house. I enjoy your company. You enjoy my company. I don't want to treat you like you are some foreign stranger. You know, come in and let's get back to normal. That definitely imprinted a huge stamp of family into my heart because it was like, wow, like, you know, it's been a long time since someone invited me to their house. You know what I'm saying? And you look on in social media and you see people throwing parties and having barbecues and all this stuff. And you're not invited when usually you would be invited. You're like, oh, come through and all this. But then you see that you're not invited during this pandemic. And it's like, oh, wow, because I work at a hospital. I guess I'm not worthy of sharing the same air as them in the same area. So. And there's no hard feelings, like, you know what I'm saying? I understand people taking their cautions. I'm just saying that I appreciate the ones who didn't look at me and was like, oh, I have to stay away from you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's good for me and my family. It's for the ones that were like, oh, you are my family. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping I'm making sense in this point, but like, rather than someone saying, hey, Steve, stay away because I don't want you endangering me or my family, Sam was probably the only person that said, hey, you are my family. So you're not endangering us because you are my family. So come in and join because I trust you enough to know that you wouldn't come in here with my work clothes. You wouldn't come here knowing that I was sick or something, knowing that if I'm going into your house because I know I don't have it, I know I'm not wearing the clothes, I took a shower, I disinfected, like, I took all the extra precautions that I needed for you to welcome me into your home. So, you know, that just meant a lot. And it got me thinking, does blood mean your family? And it doesn't. It doesn't. I've always had a struggle thinking back and forth growing up, especially after high school, but now during this pandemic, I go, this, no, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean your family. It just means you're related. I mean, just means we share this a couple of chromosomes that are familiar. That's similar. That's it, you know, or identical, whichever one. So for the ones that you know, are listening, like, definitely, definitely understand that because you are blood related to somebody, it doesn't make your family. So if you are part of a family and they don't treat you like family, they don't come looking for you, they don't ask if you need help, if you know what I'm saying, that's not family. That's, and they, when they ask you to be loyal to them but they don't show any loyalty to you, I would ask you to and advise you, step away from everybody. That's what I would say. If you're really ready to make this choice of deciding who's going to be your family, you got to let everyone go. step back, be by yourself, and then slowly but surely start picking the people you want around you. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you see people picking their team because they want the best success. Like, you never, like, think about it. When you were in high school and you had to play basketball or soccer or something, you never picked just the average okay guys to be on your team. You picked the best players that would support you to help you win. And that's what you have to do now. You have to take that mindset of going back. You're the team captain of your inner circle, of your team, and going, I choose you, I choose you, and I choose you. And you start building that team around you. You start building that family core. That way, when you are starting to do something and you don't have to ask them for support, you know what I'm saying? They automatically support you. You know what I'm saying? They have a similar mindset of what success is. So now when you get something good, it doesn't sound like you're bragging when you get together and going, oh, I did this or I did that. It doesn't sound like you're bragging. In a way, you want to surround yourself with people who can help you succeed, but also are trying to succeed themselves. So you can, in a way, you like helping them doesn't feel like a chore. In a way, helping them doesn't make you feel like, oh God, I gotta support Blasey Blah and their whatever, you know what I'm saying? And whatever career choice that they have or side business that they have, I have to go support them. So this feels like a chore. It feels like a big weight. No, you want to surround yourself with people. You're like, oh, you're doing that? I want to support you. You know what I'm saying? I want to go and make sure that I show up, I show face. What you need, you know, oh, you're selling this. I want two of that. I want to be one of your first customers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to put it out there for the people to see the people who follow me on social media and follow me on whatever, or who I know in my own personal circle. Because you have to understand, just because you have a personal circle doesn't mean that the next person, that the somebody in your circle has that same circle. That's not how that works. So you also have to put that into perspective as well. If I choose Johnny and I bring Johnny into my circle, but then Johnny has other people that I don't want in my circle, I have to understand they might be in Johnny's circle, but that doesn't mean I have to let them into my circle. You know what I'm saying? Johnny could have his own circle of family and, you know, have his personal people in there. We don't have to intertwine our circles at all. You know what I'm saying? Your team is your team, and you protect that team and you support that team as much as you want, to the bitter end. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, again, someone like Sam, who I knew going in, that Sam's not perfect. Sam is not perfect, but I know that when I'm around him, it's never a bad time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want. You want someone who you enjoy being around and you want to support, and they want to support you back. You know what I'm saying? So when I tell you to step back and choose your team, I truly mean that. Choose your team. And don't get it twisted. You will make the wrong choice sometimes. You will pick somebody who doesn't deserve to be on your team, and you're going to bring them in, and they're going to show you over time that, okay, I made the wrong choice with you. You know, I really thought you was a really good point guard on my team, but come only to find out you can't even dribble the ball. You know what I'm saying? So now I have to slowly but surely take you out of my team. Or if you just want to be like, hey, just cut it, just get straight down directly to him, be like, hey, you're not on my team no more. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you, as a team captain of your team, have to approach life. Who do I want in my life and who do I not want in my life? And basically, you have to make those decisions when you make a mistake and you bring somebody onto the team and go, damn, he or she isn't actually what I wanted. So now I have to either slowly but surely push them away or go straight directly to them and be like, hey, you're cut. You're cut from my team. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to text you. You know what I'm saying? If we see each other on the street, I'll say hello to you. What's up? But other than that, like, there's no more, I guess, what do you call that? There's no more camaraderie? Probably. It's just, you're someone that I used to know, basically. So take that and mold your team now. If you are young, 16, 17 years old, start doing it now. Start falling back now, because I guarantee you, if you got 10 friends, at least 3 of them, if they had the chance, will clip your wings the first moment that you try to fly off. And they might not be in cahoots. They might not be in cahoots. They just might have their own agendas. And without even planning against you, separately, they might try to cut your wings. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the life we live. If you are now in your 20s or in your 30s, I would hope that now you are now putting yourself in a position of like, of winning, putting your position of like, okay, I choose you, you, and you. And I would hope that you would watch your team and be like, okay, you sound a little funny, you look a little funny, I gotta watch you more than ever. And sometimes it comes up to something. Sometimes they're not good for you in your life, and then there's other times where you're like, I just didn't understand where you were coming from. Now that I do, I understand you so much better, which makes me want to bring you even closer to me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was just my thought process on everything. And when it comes to family and stuff like that, I think of it as a team. I think of it as people that who truly want to see you win, who celebrate your success. You know what I'm saying? Who never, the moment someone starts acting like talking a little jealousy and stuff like that, that's when you got to cut them off. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes there's people in our groups that aren't good for us that joke. Then they just joke about, like, you know, and they'll say things to demean us, and they'll say things to put us down, but they'll just say that they're joking. Oh, I was just joking, whatever. But through all that, there's some truth behind it. There's some type of jealousy, some type of hate, some type of enviness that they have of you. So they joke around, like joke just to see how far they can go, but they really throwing real jabs at you, or they're really trying to stab you in the back in a way. They just want to see if you notice it or not. And that's why I say you got to look at things with a clear picture. So you have to let everyone go first. Look at the people in front of you and then decide who you bring into your team. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're just letting people into your team and you're telling them your business and you're letting them in your life and you're confiding in them, it makes it so much easier for them to stab you in the back. You know what I'm saying? It just is. It's too easy. Think of it as if you had a safe with $1 million in it. This big old safe. And you gave everybody that came into your life that you were like, you're cool with me now. I don't really know you, but this guy vouches for you, so I bring you into my team and I give you the code to the safe. Well, now if 20 people have your code to the safe and you have $1 million in the safe, and then when you go in, now you only have 600,000. That means 400,000 went missing. You know what I'm saying? And now the scariest thing is wondering who stole that 400,000. But the even scarier part is wondering, what if not only one person stole it? Out of the 20 people that have my code for this safe, what if you find out a little bit was stolen from each person? Now you're like, damn, I really did not do my due diligence. I really did not pick my team correctly, because they all stole a little bit from me. One guy stole $1,000. One other guy stole $50. Another guy stole $2,000. And they're like, well, he's not going to notice it. It's $1 million. There's no way they're going to notice it. And then they just keep taking. And other people start taking. And then other people start taking. And then other people start. Until you now you're going to have $600,000. You're like, what the hell happened here? I had $1 million. I trusted you guys. How could you guys steal from me? That is what I don't want you guys to do, to just let anybody in your life and prosper for you. Because there's people in this world that don't deserve you. There's people in this world who don't deserve you whatsoever, who you literally bring positivity into their life day after day after day, and they take it for granted, and they take your positivity and they use it for their own gain, but they don't give you any positivity back. They don't give you any support back. They're just like, oh no, I'm just going to take. And then the moment you have nothing else to give, they're like, all right, I don't need you anymore. You're not on my team no more. And you're like, whoa, did you just cut me from your team after I just gave you all that? Yeah, you got nothing for me no more. So now you're shocked because you're like, wow, I just got cut off that guy's team. Yeah, because you decided to enter somebody else's team. The same way you pick people coming into your team, into your family, for the future is the same way you have to watch how other people choose you, because there's people in this world who are like, oh no, you're family. You know what I'm saying? You're my brother. You're my blood. And it could be our own blood family members, our own blood related people, or it could be friends or friends of friends who are like, oh yeah, you could be part of my team too. And it's like, but they just want your energy. They just want what you can give them so they can benefit. You know what I'm saying? So not only do you have to watch who you bring in, but you also have to watch who you stand behind as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my thoughts on the whole situation. I hope everyone, I hope you guys really take this message seriously, and you really think about who you have around you. You know what I'm saying? Are the people that I've chosen to be around me, do they benefit me to the point where they want to see me succeed? Do they benefit me to the point where they'll support me even if I have nothing to give? Would they stick around me when things get hard? And I think, sadly, because of this pandemic, I think some people realize who they can trust and who they can't, who are blood related and who's just family, and maybe who's just an associate. I associate myself with you, but you're really not family. You know what I'm saying? Keep your eyes open. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out here that want to clip your wings, and they want to do it, and they'll do it with a smile on their face. They'll smile in front of you and give you a hug, and as they're hugging you, they'll pull out their scissors and snip your wings, and you won't even notice. You won't even notice. So, but that's what I got today, guys. I hope this was interesting to you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this. It's something that I've always thought of growing up, and even to this day, I hold true to myself. Every once in a while, even now, even though I have my team now, sometimes I have to step back and look through things without, in a clear view, without any prejudgment type of things, or like who I want in my life. Do I want you in my life? Do I want you in my life? Am I going to kick you out of my life and bring somebody else who I see has good energy, who wants to see me succeed? Do I want to bring them in instead of having you? And then I also have to watch who wants me in their life. There's a lot of people that, like, you know, I'm a friendly dude. People like, they like me. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you the last time I was in a fight. It was maybe high school, or maybe a couple years after high school, the last time I got into a fight. I'm usually cool with everybody, but just because I'm cool with everybody doesn't mean that I try to hang out with everybody, or I try to, there's plenty of times people are like, oh, we're going out to go drink, or we're going out to go party, and I remember sitting there going, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Not because I thought they were bad people, I just thought who you have around you isn't worth it, or maybe I don't trust you personally to the point where, like, you know what I'm saying? Because the law of the streets is this, and I'm going to end it with this. Watch who you stand behind, and watch who you have behind you. You know what I'm saying? There's people that you say, oh, they got my back, but the people behind you could be the person that stabs you in the back the quickest. But you also should watch out who you stand behind as well, because bullets travel through people. You know what I'm saying? If you're behind someone who you know isn't good anything for you, is not only is it not bringing anything good to you and it's not benefiting you, but you know it's just some shaky stuff, and you're like, well, he's cool, you know, I still like him, we can hang out. Hey, you walk, if you're walking in the streets and you're behind him and he gets shot, that bullet's going right behind and through him, right, and to hit you. You know what I'm saying? That's just the law of the streets. Watch who you have behind you and watch who you stand behind. You know what I'm saying? Because the law of the streets is, if you get caught, you get caught. You only get one time to get your clips your wings clipped. That's it. You get one time. There's no, once your wings get clipped, you can try to sew it on. No, it's over. So watch who you have behind you and watch who you stand behind. But that's all I got for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Also, guys, make sure you stay tuned in. I'm going to try to get an episode done with Sam this weekend. Sam has gone through some stuff during this quarantine that I think like, I'm interested in finding out. He's told me a little bit about it, but as we were talking a couple weeks ago, while we were watching the fights, I found out a little bit more about, and I said, this is interesting, so people need to hear about this. You know what I'm saying? They need to hear what it is. And I'm going to talk to other people about how their quarantine went for the last 2.5-3 months and how it affected them mentally, physically. You know what I'm saying? So Sam has some really good news. I can't wait to share it on the podcast with you guys. If you know who, if you listen to the episodes before this, even before I said that Sam's family on this podcast, I've mentioned Sam so many times on the podcast before. So it's great that I finally get to get him on and share his experience of how his quarantine went. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the things that he's going through, a lot of people don't know, but I think it would help a lot of people too. You know what I'm saying? And I tell him that's why I want to have him on. I'm probably going to do the same thing with my girlfriend, Kat. Our quarantines went completely opposite from what we both went through. So it'll be cool to see how what she went through during quarantine as well. And I think that will help a lot of people out to understand some things. So stay tuned. I'm going to have more episodes. I'm going to have these experiences, what happened during the quarantine out. And I hope you guys enjoy it. But guys, that's my time. Thank you for tuning in again. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve, and you've been listening to another episode of Philly Talks.